What?
I can't the
Why is it what?
Why is there an absence of the Nes of Pacha Shemen?
This question is, why doesn't Al Hanisim mention the Nes of the Pacha Shemen?
Well, I'll discuss it in Shabbat. Shabbat. I'll lay the Nes in the sun. Because they are two Nisim. The Nisim of Pacha Shemen and the Nisim and the Nes of Mohammed. Which is more important, naturally. Everybody will admit that the Nes of Mohammed is more important, if not Chas V'Shalom for the Nes of Mohammed, than the whole Jewish nation would have disappeared from the earth. Because with Ein Am Yisrael, as Chassidus Gaon says, Elabitorosi, if there is no Torah, if they are assimilated with the terrible, wicked Rishoyim of the Syrian Greeks, so there is no Torah and there is no humanity, everything would revert to Tohu Vavehu. So why does Gemara say? So Rashi says, Aloi Zenes Niskan. Can I have the Gemara Shabbat?
That there are 8 days when Vishnu alone will wear his Hanukkah one. It's not the Chachamim at Nitakim, as far as this Gemara is concerned, Simche, like by Purim, but only a Niser of Tones and a Niser of giving a Hespit. They're not allowed to say Tachman. כשנכנסו יבונים להיכל, תימו כל השמונים שבהיכל. וכשגוברו מלכו וחשמוי וניצחו, בודקו ולמוצו לפחת של שמן. שהיו מונח בחיש נשתכן גול, ולהיו בי על הדלת ימחות. נסו בנס, והידקו נשמין יומן. לשון האחרס, קובו בוסי יום טבעים בעל וידוי. שרה שסייס, לעלי זה נס נסקו. ודאי זה נסקו, and the Nes of the Parashemen, which is not of such major significance, or at the Nes of the Muhammad. In Haniris HaOlu we say, Haniris HaOlu on the Madlikim, al Hanisim, al Nefloiz, al Hachuiz, al Muhammad, Shosis al Amisir Vahim Azeh. What the brothers say after that? Can I have a Siyah? Bukhshigobu, Hashminoim, ומי בתשיוב יחל הגול חשמו יובנו, כשעמדו מלכושיוב נושו, על עמכו ישראל, להשכיחם תרסכו, ולהעבירו מחוק רסנכו, ואתו עד ישם הלכינו, רפתו אסחיבו, מדמתו אסדינון, נקמתו אסנגמוסם, וסעתו לבי בית חלושים, ורבים יד מעטים, ותנאים ביד תהרים, ושויים יסדי. So be shleime, you understand the mess of גיברים יד חלושים. Because that's Shalabida Hateva, usually the Gebeirim are gave here over the Halosh. The Rabbi Atmeratim is also Knegat Hateva, because usually the Rabbim are gave here, prevail over the Meratim. But it may be a Teirim. Why is that an S? The answer is, when Itome attains a victory, then he can destroy not only the body of the Jewish people, but primarily the spirit of the Jewish people. So what avail is the body of the Jewish people, even they are granted civil rights like Napoleon, you know. So if the spirit is lost and perished, so it's much better to die than to live a life of impurity, of filth, of violence, of bloodshed, of bitterness. So there's the biggest ness. Ulam ucho Yisrael, os shirdelo, ufukam vimadeh, parakeim bo unechul birsecho, ufinu yisrelecho, itiras mirsecho, itlik nilhal kishecho. So, im amadlikim, im amin matish, in the price of Aniris Alolo, we emphasize
the Nes of the Mohammed. But you can take a check of the Kovish Mechanokameu, the last one will now. The Shona Hereskov, why the Shona Heres? So the Sasemi says, because the Chachomim didn't want to hasten and to proclaim it as Yontef, because the question is, in what channel it will be directed by the leaders of the Malchus. Can I have a Rambam? Gimel Chesanit. V'bayisheni kishemalcha Yovon kozugriyos al Yisrael ubitru dosom v'inicha yisom lasik v'techo uv'mitzves upostu yodom b'imameinu v'niseyem v'nichnusul heichal ופירצו בי פירצייס, וטימו אתרייס, וצר להם לישראל, מעיד, מפניהם, ולחצום, להן גודל. ועד שריחם עליהם לקי אביסינו, וישירים מיודום, ויצילים בגור בני חשנועים, הקיינים, הגדלים, והורו, וישיר ישראל מיודום, ומידו מלך מן הקיינים, וסמטיסיור, וכל זו מלכות ישראל, יסר ונוסעים ראשונים עד החורבן השני. סודם, וואי לשון האחרס, הסמל says, because the חכמים didn't want to be hasty, and to declare the Yom Tov, because they are afraid, maybe חס ושלום, the ignorant masses, who don't know Torah or not NATO, will follow the ways of the Rishoyim, of the Jewish Syrian who associated himself, identified himself with the Syrian Greeks, like the Reform rabbis today. But they waited 1 year and he said, and they saw that the Lachashmoyim are under the leadership, that the Jewish people is under the leadership of the Matisyo and Bonob, then they realized it's time to declare it as Yom Tov. Now the Malbim in his Perush and Daniel predicted everything. The First World War, he said it will be in 1914, which in the Jewish calendar was, I think, what, Tov Reish Ayin Ches, and then there will be a small Jewish state founded by secular people primarily. He didn't know the name Ben-Gurion, how could he know? He was not a Novi, but he had the Ruach HaKodesh of Chochmeh, and the Gemara says in Babatzre that Chochom other than Novi, because a Novi can only see when the Rebbeinu Sholem reveals himself through a Malach, but a Chochem can see through the Ruach HaKodesh of Chochmeh. And Rabbi Simcha too, in Meshach Chochmo, predicted the outbreak of the Second World War, and he said that is an image for the secular Jews who proclaimed Berlin as the new Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is outmoded and liquidated. So the Malbim says that there will be a small state founded by secular people primarily, but the Orthodox Jewish leaders will be included in it. And then by the year of Tov Shin Aleph, so the Gula Shleim will come. Everything was fulfilled, except the Gula Shleim did not come. Whose fault is it? It's the fault of the Orthodox Jews. It's the fault of the Orthodox Jews who refused to associate themselves with secular people. Why is it that Rabbi Kochonon and Rabbi Shmuel Molever and Shule, the Gutsch, what is his name? Rabbi Shule Gutschachter. So they associated themselves with that because him, like Loom Room and the Chadom, because, as Harav Kook said once, they asked him, how is it he's mikarev all the secular people, the Shimratzoyer? So he said, the halacha is that in the Kiddush HaKadoshim, no one is allowed to enter except the King Godel. Once a year, Yom Kippurim. But still the Sefer says in Kehilim, if something got wrong in the Aliyah of the Kiddush HaKadoshim, then a poshet Jew was allowed to enter, and even they didn't find a common Jew who was a good expert, so then even a Goy could enter, even Goyim can enter, Apikolsim can enter, as long as to build out the soil, and then we'll have the opportunity to build the Taldas HaTor. Now, Rav Shmuel Molaver once approached Magon Rothschild, and he said, we need a state of Israel, because in Goles, the Chas V'Sholem, the Jews are going to perish. So Baron Rothschild, who was an Orthodox Jew, the first one, not the others, so he said, but I disapprove of one thing, because I understand you want to establish a state of Israel that would be old-fashioned and outmoded. How can we attract the secular people who don't know anything? So I said, on one hand, it's as old-fashioned as Avraham Avinu. On the other hand, it's as new, not as the 20th century, but as the 21st century and the 23rd century at Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, now can you ask any questions?
Is it possible for a person to eat before he is lit
menorah? If he reminds her, if he asks his wife to remind him.
Can he do it without a reminder if he just doesn't have anything to write down?
No, he should be on guard not to eat until he sees the menorah. I saw the menorah, but I didn't make any bracha on it yet, because I have to meet the other people too. Yeah.
Are you supposed to say Allah Nisim?
Of course, everybody will say in my name Allah Nisim, even though I don't know whether anybody literally did you.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Which is it preferable to do first? Dhammar or Lai
Minor? Dhammar first. That's the track of the Amor.
What does the
Rav
hold about women?
Oh, that's a minute. That's a minute. Why? So the Kalbun mentions because the women did not participate in the Chetra'il, only the men. So that means if not for the women, so if the women had prevailed, if they had been the dominating influence, there never would have been a Chetra'il. So then the Jewish people wouldn't have to wander in the Midbar for 40 years. So as half of them, not as an Amish, so they have to refrain from Loche until the Nechanike is completed. Why? Because Nechanike, the Ramo says, the name of Maral Miprog, is based upon two things. First, upon the Ness of Parashemen, over the Parashemen of the Neiris, or the Ness of the Nisim Reflois. But then, it also has to be lit, there's another mitzvah, to commemorate the completion of the Mishkan. So it was folded, the Gemara says, until Echad B'Nisim. And then, the Nisim began to be Makif Kabonis. So that's the Scha. Yeah.
What is going on a trip? And so does it pretty much free up himself to wait for Shkia and then leave like to light? Or can he light later in the night?
To light later in the night, even after midnight. Because today it's never called a Meshuk. You know, my brother Rabbi Shibea had a minute, but that was his only minute. My father, Rabbi Chaim, the Bishalevi, the Mitziv, Rabbi Shapira, Rabbi Lepushna didn't have it. Since it's never called a regular Meshuk, to light big candles, you know, like yuletide candles, to burn all night until a chatzis the next day. But my father didn't have it. Rabbi Chaim, I don't tell it. It's only his own chumash. Okay.
In a conservative school on a weekend.
Is there a mechitza or not a mechitza?
There's no one there.
What? Is there a mechitza? Is it a conservative school?
On Shabbos it's conservative.
During the week no one comes, so it's out there.
Right. On Shabbos it's women and they sit together. So he wants to know, can you daven there during the week?
Yeah.
Definitely can you daven there during the week if it's only men?
Of course, why not? I wouldn't do it because then they'll say, oh, Rabbi Saul Vejigon.
Okay, so don't quote Rabbi Saul Vejigon in either.
What else?
If someone's going away, let's say they're going to go away at 8 o'clock at night, so should they light candles in their house? Let's say people are staying in the house and they're going away, so should they light candles in the house at 6 o'clock or, you know, Shkia time or Tzezel Kochavim, and then go away, or should they light candles where they're going to be sleeping?
No. They should light candles where they usually eat and sleep, not regardless of the fact that this specific night they'll stay somewhere else.
But if you're not going to be at that normal place, you should light where you're going to stay that night?
No.
Then you're not going to...
If no one's going to be there.
No one's
going to
be there.
Okay, let's say a family's going on a trip. Let's say no one's staying in the house. Let's say I'm going on a trip tonight. To Florida.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to be away for a week.
Yeah.
So I would like where I stay in Florida, no?
That's right.
Yeah, well, no question. But, and let's say you're leaving after Tzeisel Kochavim. So would you light here in New York? That's your question. Would you light in New York after?
Before you leave.
Before you leave?
You light in New York before you leave.
Okay, with a brother.
With a brother.
And you don't like when you get there.
Yes, yes. What else?
What?
Before Shkia.
No, before Shkia you can't. Forget it. Too much.
Yeah.
Questions? Yeah, Yoni.
What is the Rav's opinion of how much power should be set on your mind?
Okay, he's already ready to celebrate Yom HaTzmut. He wanted to know what you hold about Halal on Yom HaTzmut.
Without a bracha, it's all right. Between the bracha, it's a bracha, that's all right.
No bracha. The whole Halal.
Whole
Halal, no bracha. Fine.
You're staying at someone's house just for one night on Chanukah. Should you have someone light for you at your house?
So you have to give him a midala. To have a chelek in the nail.
You should pay.
Yes.
You shouldn't light by yourself. If you have a chance to light by yourself,
no, you're in someone's house. No, it's better. You shouldn't light by yourself in that house. You should just give them a dollar and
dollar. Yeah, I light for you. You have a chilek, and then he can be marked to you again. So, if you want, if he's not stingy, why should you mind?
How would the Rosh Yeshiva explain the
Maisa
of Yehuda and Tamar?
It's a very good question. I'll tell you. The Rambam says in Shmini Parkim that there are two kinds of ideal characters. One is Meisha Beruchim, and one is Kahel Chomesh, Chosid Amule. Who exemplifies the Meisha Beruchim? Yehuda. Because Yehuda at first was very vulgar. So he was, when he was in Avilas after his wife, to whom he was very attached, and she was attached to him, so he saw Tamar, who disguised herself as a prostitute, because she had a veil, you know, put down, so he has to have a relationship. Is that the derech of a bintor, or even of an amoret, it's a coming to chas v'shor. So one, Yehuda was a meisha beruchei. But a meisha beruchei, if he's Jewish, no matter how vulgar he is, still has in his heart the spot, the nikudei alikis, which always aspires towards Dushe, towards purity, towards Nias, towards Mil Chasodim. There were three big psychiatrists in Vienna at the beginning of the 20th century, One was Dr. Sigmund Freud. He was the only psychiatrist who was Jewish. But the other one was Dr. Alfred Adler. He was a Goy. And the other one was Jung. So Dr. Sigmund Freud conceived the concept of an unconscious. And that's in full conformity to the Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah and in Brachas, I'm on the Nibes. If somebody all of a sudden wakes up in the middle of the night and he starts flaming. Because in the dream he saw that gangsters pulled him down into a bear like Yosef HaTzadik. Shimon Levi pulled him down in the bear. So he thinks that he's going to die and he is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save me from these gangsters. Then he wakes up. He sees the no gangster, the light is radiating. So, Ein Biro Be'eres Be'esh, believe Allah Biro, as Avraham Avinu said. The Rambam says, can I have the Rambam Chilek Aleph? May an ashtonub ni odom, toys godu, vinivaro, atas hachme is ado, venish atzmin atemon. Who was an ash? He was only a grandson of Adam HaRishon. Vizeho iso to uso. He doesn't say, vizeho iso, rishoso, venish chasu shalom was not a roshe. He was influenced by the atmosphere. The atmosphere in those days was full with spiritual and moral poison of violence, bloodshed, bitterness, anger, nikome, vinosnom bimorim, soledid rechamayim, vicholak lem kovid, vim shamoshim, hamshamshim rifonov, like the early Christians. They fabricated the story that there was a Nisi Rish, Jesus, who revealed that religion, but that's even the Goyish historians say is a lie, because they blame the Jewish people for crucifying Yerush HaNetzri, and the Yerush HaNetzri is mentioned in the Gemara twice, one Misach Tzochim and one Misach Sanhedrin. So who was Yerush HaNetzri? A Talmud of Rome, a Talmud of who the predecessor of Shimon ben Shotach. He was the Talmud Hakel of Shimon ben Shotach, and he saw him once that he was gazing at Neish Shish with the Vatik Taile. So he says, Roshe, Loma Atam Stakel, Be Isho Shenish Loch. You have your own wife who is more gracious and more beautiful than she. So why do you look at another wife in order to fulfill your filthy and impure appetite? Get out! So he went out, and then he formed, according to the Christian theology, especially the Catholic, the group of Christians were to form the apostles, St. Paul, St. John. So that was, the Gemara says, in Chagige, Leilom Yodom, Mikarev Rishoyim, Beimine, Videchei Sebismele, Loi, Kishimen Ben Shotach, Shekire Vese, Bismelom, Ve Rechakon, Beiminom, that is a big Avere. Some Mele, the Rambam says, this little baby Avraham Avinu, when he was 10 years old, he seriously shaited Vidaite Vihukoton. He was 10 years old, Vihishil Lakshi Vihimu Valilo. Tommy Otamea, hey Hefsha, she yea galgo aze, make Tommy, for yearly money, ye saviv, Ese, Kiefsha, she saviv, has said to me. ולמיתי הדבותר אל מושקו ברכזדים, because he was his father Terach, and Terach himself was a navy alim, and my Jesus was saying that God אל מושקו ברכזדים בנבדי כחובים הטיפשים ולאימי וחלום וחובמי ואיבי תימוין ודיבו משייטית ומלכין עד שאיסי דרך אמס ואיבין כמה צדק מתנוס הנחינו no, if you want to look up in the Satiris and Talmudis and the topic of Isaac Newton, so you'll find that when Isaac Newton was 5 years old, so he said, Mommy, I don't understand. Why is it when I throw a ball, it goes down? Why doesn't it go up? So he says, silly Isaac, go back to sleep. You don't know what you're talking about. How could it go up? How could it go up? So he said, it's not so simple. So as he grew older, he thought about it and discovered the law of gravitation. So the Rambam says, only when he was 12 years old, he discovered the Ribbono Shel Olam in Biro Be'eretz Be'ish, Loi Bar HaBiro, so the Omar Avraham, Yeshno HaGodo, Shebinkinu Shono Hoyo. Now, the question is, how can the Rambam be Chelek Nagodo? The Torah says, there are two ways of recognizing there is a Be'eretz. One is that is limited to philosophers, like Socrates and Plato, like the Rambam, and the Ramban and the Rabbanel, so that they are mechuyev to first recognize the Bnei Elam through the emotions, through the logic of the heart, not through the logic of the mind, because they're not capable. Then there is another way for big philosophers like Socrates and Plato, who can conceive there is a Bnei Elam for philosophy. So there, this approach comes first, and then the other approach comes. What else?
What is considered a shad hadachah?
What?
What is considered a shad hadachah for using a katan for a minion?
Well, we are not nailed like that, but there is a shite that it can be done, because if there is a rube de minka, so not only one katan, even three katan, so it's a rube de minka, six gdelin, and four katanim is not a rube de minka, so you cannot insert a minion, but seven gdelin and three katanim, so can be used. There is another chiddush that Rishonim mentions, and there are more passages like that, that even if you go to even if 5 daily sleep, they can't answer amen, they don't know what's going on. But in the unconscious, they hear. They don't know of it. And that Sigmund Freud also said, and it's in conformity to what the Gemara says about the mother of Rabbi Yishui Bachananye, that when she was pregnant with Rabbi Yishui Bachananye, she used to come to this nefesh, and the Gabbai didn't throw her out like today's Sadiqi. Women killed the Yishayahu. Rabbi Meisha Feinstein did not throw out either. I remember when I was a Rebbe in Tver Yerushalayim, so many women used to come in, beardless, and the bosom was cut out, like putzes, they're not putzes. So they used to come to Rabbi Meisha, so Rabbi Nosson Grimlon told her, get out. The Rosh Shiva is busy. So Rabbi Meisha stood up. Rabbi Note, I was striped in the eyes. She had a bitter heart. Feel the oisgis in her heart from here. So we'll be able to menachem her. So she came over and she told the story, and Rabbi Meisha heard and listened, and then he said to Rabbi Note, give her a glass of tea and give her compote and let her go into her home and find comfort. So that's why he was mikarek b'yemin v'richako b'smeil, not even richako b'smeil, but a major fighting. Okay. Yeah.
Is we consider Yehuda to be a tzaddik even though he did something
what?
That I
think... What? What?
Can we consider Yehuda?
What?
Do we consider Yehuda still to be a tzaddik despite the fact that happened?
Because he was depressed, as Dr. Adler said, that if you see a person who talks rudely to many people who are superior to him, don't make the mistake that he has a superiority complex. On the contrary, he suffers from a deep inferiority complex. But he can't stand it, so he compensates it in his imagination by talking rudely to a big scientist, to a big Evir who gives money for charity, for stokes, for orphan homes, for Beshisayim, and for yeshivas. So he talks rudely, but it's because he suffers from a deep inferiority complex. You know, Dostoevsky was the greatest playwright in Russia, and he was a big psychiatrist, as big as Sigmund Freud, and even more. So he described the story. There was one boy whose father was a big doctor, and he had money, and he had many friends. So when he became an orphan of his father and his mother when he was 10 years old, so he made an orphan, so he came to the friends and his father and he said, please, doctor so-and-so, give me money so I'll be able to become like my father, to be a doctor and to help people and to cure people. So he says, to the left, how can you without a father go up? So he decided he would buy a gun and he would shoot himself. So he went to the suburbs, and of course even today there is no prohibition against buying guns. It's much easier to buy a gun than to buy shisim obyeces and lokamen. Try to buy shisim obyeces and lokamen. Try. I'm a non-Jewish store. Or you could get it in Borough Park, in Williamsburg. But from a non-Jewish store you won't get it. And here you can get it easily. So he bought a gun, and then he thought, I have to shoot myself in the suburbs. No one should see. And then I'll put an end to my life, finish. Then I don't have to worry about anything. They can cremate me, they can do whatever they want. So as he was walking, a little girl called him, Mister, my mommy is so sick, and she keeps on shivering and jumping from right to left, from left to right. So please go with me to the pharmacy. So he said, little girl, what do you want from me? I have no money. She said, I took out from the wallet of my mother money. I have $10. Okay. So he bought, and then he had to go up stairs on the second floor without a banister. So the little girl was 10 years old, held on to him. And he came to the house. He saw the mother shivering, and he took a temperature, and she had 108 Fahrenheit. So he gave her the medication, and then in half an hour he dropped to 100. So he gave her the medication, and then he turned on the candelabra light. He didn't have electric light in those days, and she became a new woman. So then he said, threw down the gun. He says, I have so much to accomplish. And Kahave, he came to the people and the Esten, and they saw he was not depressed. He was cheerful, like his father, saving money, and became a real doctor. Now I would like to talk on the parasha of Mikes and the Haftorah. Vayi Mikes Nasayim Yomim, Upar Echelim, Vinayim Idrayeh, Vinayeh Releis, Sheva Polish, Yifes Mare, ובלי אסבוסו, ותרנו בוחו, ונשאר פורס אחרת, אלה שחרים מהעיר, רואי אסמרי, very, very thin, וידק אסבוסו, ותמיד נשאר פורס, על פרס העיר, אמרי, וידק אסבוסו, אשר הפורס, יפס אמרי, והבריר, ואי כספרי, ואי שם ביחד שניס, ונשאר שיבולים, אלה למקונה יחד, בריאס וטייביס, ונשאר השיבורים, דקס ושטופס, קודם, סמוכס אחיין, ותבלנה שבון הדקיס, ישבה שבולוס הפריאיס, במלאיס, ואי כספר אבין החלב, ואי בבי כאה ותפועים רוחי, ואי שלה ואי כוס כוחת ומצחיים, וסכול חכמאו, ואי ספרות ונפארי, ואי מסחלימי, ואי פיסו לפארי. ודבר שרי המשקים לספארי לבה, וסחתו יני מסקרים, פארי כוסף רבולו, ואי תנאיסי, מי שמביא לבוקים, איסי יספארי. ותן נחמו חלים, בליל האחוד אני והוא, איש כפיצן חלי מחולם. So the middle says that the Saramashki saw in the dream the pistling of the cholin of the Saraifi. And the Saraifi saw in his dream the pistling of the cholin of Saramashki. Vishomitonu nar ivri evet isarat agochim. Vanisapolei vayifskuom eskalmiseinu ish kalim posa. Vayi kasha posa lono kein hoyo. Eis eis volkanei veis esolo. Vayishak pare. ויתרסיסי, וניצור מן הבאיר, ויתלך לחלסים, ואיסוף, היו בו פארי, ואים הפאר על יסף, וחלם חולמתי, ופייסר נסי, ואני שומעתי עולה החולמיה, תשמע חולם ופטריסי, ויין יסף אספארי, לימה, ולא בא על הלכים, יין יש לי פארי, וידה בפאר על יסף, וחלמי, נהי מלחוס היער, ואין מן היער, אולי שבע פורס, פריס, בוסו, יפסטר, ותכנו ברוכו, ונשאר פורס אחרס, אלס אחרן, דלס, ורויס, תה מעיד, ורקיס בוסו, ואיס גן וכל המצחיים מריה, ותכנו הפורס הרקיס, והרויס ישאר הפורס הראשיין לסברי, אול וטנו זה נתרים, ותבינו על קבונו, ונדע, כיבוא על קבונו, ומראין רק השבת גרביקת, ורב החלם, ונשאר שבולים, אילים קונה אחות, לאיז וטייניס, ונשאר שבולים, סנומייס, דאקיס, שטופייס, קודם, צמקר אחרים, ותפלמה שבולס הדאקיס, ישבה שבול מטייניס, ואיימר חתומים ואימאגדים, ואיימר איסר פארי, חלם פארי אחותו, איסר קים איסר, היגית לי פארי, שבע פורס הטייניס, שבע שון מיינו, ושבע שבול מטייניס, שבע שון מיינו, חלם אחדו, ושבע פורס הרקיס, ורויס, רויס אחרים, שבע, שונים, הימי, והינו, ושבע שבול מרקיס, שטובץ הקודם, יהיו שבע, שני רוב, הוא הדבר שברתי לו פארי, אשר הקים מאיסי ארוס פארי, ומשבע שונים בוי, סובו גולו, בכל עוד מסחיים, וכמו שבע, שני רוב אחרי, ונשכח כל הסובו דרס מסחיים, וכילו אורו וסורס, ויבוד הסובו פארס, מפני הרוב ההוא, אחרי כן כקובת מיד, והראשון נצחה למה פארי, פמיים ווייט ווייז, כי נוכן הדבר מלכים, ומה הלכים עשיתי, ואתה ירף פארי ישנו ונכוח, שיסי במצחיים, יעשה פארי ויחקים באורץ, ויחים איש, אסרס משחיים בשבע שני הסוף. So he was a big, יסף הצדי, was a beast economist. He conceived of the concept of socialized economy, not חס ושולם, the socialist economy of Stalin and Trotsky, and not חס ושולם, the socialized economy of Pilsudski. At first he was a socialist, a good socialist, not Chas V'Sholem like Stalin, but then he became a Roshe and he became a tyrant. V'yaitu v'adal v'nefare, uv'inik l'arodo, v'ayim ha'pal avol, ha'nimtso kozei ish asher ruach alikim be, v'ayim ha'pal al yesif, ha'chei dirikim eiso, eskol zeis, einov nechorom kameichu, ato tiyal v'yisu al picho, יש כל עמית, רק הכיסי האדגר אמנוך, ואם הפער יסף ומסעת יסף, הכל הוסחיים ויסף פער יספת. בקיסי, there are three parishes that deal with things. The first one was יעקב אבינו. ויעיסי יעקב בשבה, ויעיר אחרונה, ויעיר גם מוקים, ויעיר למשום. כיבוע השמש, וייקח מן המוקים, ויוסם ראשי סוף, וישכם מוקראו, ויחלה, וניסו למוס וארצו, וראש מגיע שמיימו, ונמלח על הריקים, ונלבד, והשם נסבור, ואימר אני עד השם, ולכאברום וביכו, ולכייצחו, הורשתיכו לו, וכל נאו לאחו. ולאחו כף אורץ, ופורצתו, יומו וקימו, צופינו ונדבו ניחו, ונדבו מהר, וזרחו, ונניחי מו, ושמרתיכו כל השתיר, אשי בשיחו האדום הזה, קריאו זפו, אתם נסיסי שתבאת לו, ואיס הצעק עם שלושה. הוא אמר, אוכן ליג המוקם הזה, אוכן איש עד אישי מוקם, ואיר ואימא, מניר המוקם הזה. אין זה כמצרקים, כי זה שר השמיים. וישי יקב הביתה, ואיתי ישראל בנת סום ראשי סוף, ואיו סמי סמטיבו, ואיתי שמר ראשו, ואיקרא שמו, איסיל, ומשתי יקב לרימה. ונגיע לכמות, ושמוגענו בדר הזה, אשר עני חייליך, ומיצם לחם לחם, ובדליניש, כשבת בשולי, אל, ביסובי, ואשם הולכים. ובנזיז, אשר שמתו, מצאו הגיע בייס, הלכים, ותוכלה שתיתם לי, עשה סנו. So it's very strange, Jacob Avinu stipulated the condition. Only the Rebbein shall help, and he, Chakoli Lechas, the Rebbein shall not help him, so he'll throw the whole heritage from Avram Avinu and from Yitzhak into the Yam. How could he say it in it? So Rabbi Levadia Sfone says that he missed two meanings. One is if he can be, and another meaning is even when Chas v'Sholem v'Tayach Avinu should mean in the sense of condition, but he meant even when Yaakov got two kinds of challenges to a Jew. One is the challenge on a physical material level of being pushed down in a ghetto and you're not allowed to go to university to become a doctor, a dentist, an engineer who will be able to help the Jewish patients who suffer from tuberculosis or other diseases, diabetes and other diseases. And the other challenge is, the other test is on a spiritual moral level, not to be influenced by the so-called civil Salem like Napoleon. So he invented civil rights to all Jews, the same civil rights that he granted to Frenchmen. Why was the Balatanya and the Chaim Volozhiner, why did they support the Tsarist regime? Didn't they know that they are sinning Israel? So the answer is, Balatanya said, I know if Napoleon General wins, then they'll get civil rights, but their spirit will deteriorate and become mixed up and integrated with the general population of the goyim. So what avail is the physical rights and the civil rights without the spirit? And the Chaim Volozhiner also opposed Napoleon's occupation of Russia, and the general of Napoleon's commanders called the Chaim Volozhiner and he said to him, why do you support the Tsarist regime? Don't you know that they will destroy the Jewish body? He said, I know, but I'm afraid while they'll destroy the Jewish body, while on the contrary, they'll grant civil rights to the Jewish body, but they will destroy the Jewish spirit. So what avail is the Jewish body without the Jewish spirit? I prefer that they should destroy the Jewish body and remaining the Jewish spirit as long as the Jewish body will exist as a small group of people. So then he said, you know, in our Talmud there is aloche, hayis, hayabe, there was a boat, hayom ha-shalavesai, vayom ha-shalavesai. So Uvin said, that belonged to my father, so Mele, I am the Irish. Shimon said, it belonged to my father, so Mele, I am the Irish. So what happened? So one Uvin, who was stronger than Shimon, he was able to push the sailboat into the depths of the sea, and he ran away. So then, Koranva, the question is, how can the Taloche approve of such a put concept? So the Rosh is the Kashi, and the Rosh gives the answer, because it doesn't mean called Alan Gvar in force, in physical force, but it means in Rais, like today in a civil court. So the prosecutor introduces evidence, let's say
that at 7 o'clock July 4th, when the sun was shining and warm, so A started. And he himself was very damaged and hurt. So, what does the state do today? They engaged a very effective attorney who introduced evidence that while at 6 o'clock it was shining, but at 7 o'clock out of the sky he started thunder and lightning, and he lost control. So here too, it doesn't mean has to show him physical force, but moral force. So mele, he'll be acquitted. Instead of being charged with premeditated murder, he'll be acquitted completely. Okay. Now, so that's the first dreamer. Then Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu dreamt in one dream, two dreams, but actually, Yosef acted like a chemist who analyzes oxygen and hydrogen into its component, even though oxygen by itself and hydrogen together with hydrogen, so they form
H2O,
H2O is all water. Mm-hmm. So that has good influence. But HO is carbon monoxide.
No, it's hydroxide.
So it's very poisonous. But, and then, let's see the dream by Yosef HaTzadik. You're the same dream. By Yeshiv Yaakov after you all and that's not. Here it is Yaakov. Yeshiv is a Yeshiv Shana. Hold on. Ray is Yaakov Atzim. For now it may be all, but may soon punish the Obi of the Yeshiv is the boss of all of him. For he saw all of his Yeshiv, he called one of to its good and lay, was like sin as possible. Chassal the Mevah says that Leila Malishana, Mnei Bin Abonim, even though one Ben is a good Ben, and he only tries to help out his father and to set an example for his younger brothers. Which I be sure to sing his passing, Kolu ne Yaakov leas Mitzrayim vehoyushom ki abo meo ve aboim shono. So, by you, Yaakov, Kisi, all of us have him. So that's on a physical and material level. That's another dream on its spiritual and moral level. By separate Lechel, by Yemen Cholam Techalei Mei, Pina Shemesh Ve'Aliyach, Ve'Kol Mishach, by separate Lechel, by Yiga Be'Oli, by Yemen Mo'achal Mazah Shkabamto, Havim Mo'vi Ani, Ve'imcho, Ve'achecho, Tavus Orto, by Kana Be'echov, Yov Yishamos Adamo, he knew that there is something in it. Now, take it, the case, I said, the story of the case. What is it? The son is single, but see. No, what is it? The story of the case. Not by you get to explain it. Where is it? Where is it? What? What? Only a symbol. So there is a time limit.
Shabbos Shalom.
Kon Yisim Chibasim, Tim Nivo Vishchan Tim Sechech, Nima Vishem, Nivo Goyim Rama Vishem Bayim Ahu, Vohol Olil Yom, Vishchan Tim Sechech, Yodat, Kashem Tzoki Tzokhan Elecho, Vinoch Alad Yishem Esud Acholki, Alam Zakidish, Vohol Yishlaim, Hatsko Bozom Hashem, Kinei Yom Gen Kochi, Vyarin Yis Yishua, Kim Godol Yom Bar Hashem, Vassot Nehem Yom Nisne, Vahim Alishem Asotan, Mila Alishem Bukha Asotan, That was all בדרך נבויה, ויגאל השם בכל הביך ושליים, הרי זהוד מצומש, the same thing is true of the survivors of the Holocaust who lost so many children and wife, like the closing the Garebe, and then he remarried, and he built his house, his home, with 10 more children, and then he moved out to Israel, and he built a whole Jewish community. ויאם ואים הרים אינפרו, אם הרוסי רב גון מצאים עוד, why is it so in? So, because he had children who were נישואים, who intermarried pagan women, האם הם הפכי אבאת מלאכו, והר בשמח לסוס, ואים ישימו צונף תרע ראשי, וישימו הצונף תרע ראשי, ובשיר קודם מלאכה ישם אמי, ויועד מלאכה ישם נשארים לה, כל מה ישם צווקיס, אם נזרוח הסדר, נשמרתי תשמע, למעט אותו נדסי, למתישנו תצל, נשאתי לו חלכי, בנים נורא, שמענו ישמע גולו, עטו וריח היית ובנכו, כאן שמי וצימו, כי נמי ויסב דצמח, כי נראה בנה שנוסעת לו בישוע, על המנחש, שיבו עיניים, בפתי הריס פצוחו, עם השם צבוקיס, ומש דצה ונורת, היו ליחוד, והיים הלו בשם צבוקיס, תיקו שבאיו, אל תרסגנו, אל תרסתינו, ויושב המלך אדיר בי, וירא נקשם תוזי, ואם על מה אתה ראה, ואם הרויסים נרסוף כולו, וגול על ראשו, ושיבו נרסר עולהו, שיבו ושיבו מצוקת על ראשו, ושניים זה ישמו לך מנהגו לחסמלו, ואם לא מחמל אדיר בי, מוי ועדיין, ויאם לך אדיר בי, ואם על הלו ידעתם על היו, ודואים על לא ידעים, ויאם ואים אלו על לימיר, זה דבר השם הסבור מלימיר, לא יבחי ולא יבטיח, כי ברוכם השם צוקי, מי אתה הכל עוד זאת נגובה, למי שעבר איצה סבן, או שצוי שחיים חמו. So, superficially it appears there was an argument between the Malach on one end and Zchari on the other end. The Malach said that he knows, and Zchari said no. How could Zchari argue with the Malach when the Malach mentioned Bar Hashem? So the Chaim says, there are two kinds of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kedush Rishenu by Yeshua Bun Nun was in Skadish by Bezna Godlu and by Melech and by Ten Godlu and by Yom Vitumim. And that Kedush who is Paschum Adamanoma, Kedush Rishenu, Kedush Rishaito, the Lord Kedush Rishaito, when in time of the Chumorishin, so the Kedush was bottled. It didn't have any Kedush, it still had the Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and Gabi Mitzvah of Giras Eretz Yisrael, but the Gabi Mitzvah of Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael, it didn't have any Kedush in the 70 years. Then, after 70 years, Al-Dei Zerubbabel and Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then he became Iskanish again, and that Kedush lasted forever until he was a Mashiach. Only with the Mashiach, we have to make Kaddish, Keni Kni Kadmeni, that were not sanctified. So it's very curious to know that the Kedush Shniyeh had the more Keach than the Kedush Rishene, which was of Padibu, or Pinova, or Pirmitumim, and by Sheni was no Rumitumim, nobody there was Chagasar Malachai, but not no King Godu, and the Shema Mishcho, so in the Kedush Rishene, the King Godu, was in Skadish with Shem Ramishko, but the Kedusha Shniyo with Ribub Godim. So why is it? The answer is, Reb Chaim already knew of the invention of a microphone. So there's a microphone, and you play the microphone, and then you hear such wonderful music. So you'll say, oh, the microphone is such a musician, he's a davar. But now the Sifri says in Parshas, what is it? The last Parsha in the Torah. The last Parsha. Modei Zabrocho. He said, V'kom b'Yisroelit k'mei sheid novi, בישראל יקום, על מייסלם קום, ומהו ההפרש בין מוישה רבינו לבילי מיישה רבינו היה. בילי חלן ונפל, מיישה רבינו קום כל שור שורצל דמת הנבורך ומדבר, כי איש המדבר לכו, אין בילם רק כשהקדיש בורך reveals himself to him. So he said, there's a microphone. Could you say there's a microphone? He's a Gavrei, big musician. No, he's only a Maisikubaume. A monkey could also press the button and turn on the microphone. But Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being. Some mele, he is considered the biggest novel. Okay, now can hold that microphone.